Professor Thompson?
Actually, I'm not a professor, Karen. I'm just a teaching assistant.
Well, the way you dress, you should be a professor. I mean, you obviously have your PhD in fashion.
Well, thank you. And from now on, why don't you just call me Jace?
Jace? Cool. Can we please get on with this? I have an appointment with the rest of my life. So, what did Jace give you on your poem?
An A.
I can't believe he gave you an A and me a B. Well, I wrote a good poem, and I guess he found it very moving.
Really?
The mall is where I spend my day, from pretzel stand to lingerie. Shoes and purses, the choice is hard. Oh, heck, put them all on my credit card. Yeah, this is moving, all right, like brand.
Let me see what you wrote. Darkness, anguish. My sorrow is a moat that has no bridge. Abandoned on an island of cold pain. The agony of life. Dana, this poem is like watching your puppy get run over. At least my poem was fun.
Karen, I hate to break it to you, but the only reason you got an A is because Thompson wants you.
Get out. You're just jealous because my poem rhymed and yours didn't.
Karen, the guy does everything but howl when you walk by. I mean, on the way out, I practically had to step over his tongue.
If you're accusing me of being irresistible to men, then I have to plead guilty as charged. It is a burden that only I and a small handful of supermodels understand. See?
Stop making so many phone calls.
Oh, geez, look at this. Okay, who made a $28 phone call to New Zealand?
New Zealand?
Sorry, Dad, that was me. I was trying to get a hold of that big babe who plays Xena the Warrior Princess.
Yeah, well, you better cough up $28. You're gonna have to deal with Carol the Warrior Lambert.
Amanda Dank. What are you doing here?
Well, I ain't selling Girl Scout cookies. Can I come in? I'm freezing my buns off out here.
Wow.
Mother and a father? Don't see too much of that anymore.
Everybody, this is Amanda Dank. I go to school with her.
Not this week, Lambert. Suspended.
Nice to meet you. I'm Carol Lambert. What brings you by?
I'm here to peep my squeeze.
Peep your squeeze?
Isn't that something you should only let your dermatologist do?
I'm here to pick up Mark.
Mark?
We're like dating.
Oh, I think there's some mistake. Our Mark is a quiet, conservative boy.
Yo, yo, yo! Mark Foster's in the house!
Yo, 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 there's a nerd in the hood.
Hey, sugar mama, you look sass.
Still back at you, home slice.
What the hell are they saying?
I see you guys met Amanda.
Yes, Mark, we've met sugar mama.
I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but Amanda and I have kind of been hanging for the last couple of days.
Oh, so you're the peep she's been squeezing.
Mark, did you pierce your ear?
Mom, don't worry about it. It's a clip-on.
Come on, let's go chow.
You got it, babe.
Later. Oh, I don't like her. She is much too wild for Mark.
The cafeteria lady is much too wild for Mark.
Did you see her face? She gives me the creep. She looked like she just fell head first in a tackle box.
Well, that's
it. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to drag him back.
No, Carol, honey, you can't do that. He hadn't done anything wrong.
Oh, really? Well, he's wearing my earring, and he's dressed up like that Snoopy dog guy.
Well, Mark's a good kid, honey. Yeah, he's responsible. We have to trust him to do the right thing.
Any sign of Mark?
No, and I looked everywhere. There's nobody out on the street except that big fat guy who thinks he's Marlon Brando.
I never should have listened to you. Oh, Mark's a good kid. He's responsible. We can trust him. What a sock full of manure that was.
Carol, just try and relax.
Relax? I can't, Frank. I can't while he's out there with Patty Pincushion. Oh, Mark. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, my baby. Oh, where the hell have you been?
Hanging, chilling, Maxin.
Hanging, chilling, Maxin?
You want to let us have that in English, please?
Man and I went out to eat, and then we stopped at a couple of coffee houses. No biggie.
No biggie? You are hours past your curfew. Do you have any idea what time it is?
Guys, time is such a lame concept.
Lame? Well, let me give you a time concept you can understand. You are grounded for the next 2 weeks.
And all the chilling and hanging you'll be doing will be done in your room.
Oh, man. Major buzzkill.
Now, well, if I knew what that meant, you'd be grounded for another 2 weeks. Whirling, turning, swirling into nothingness. Unrequited love, like some stale, pathetic, wretched wind, blows over the husk of my forlorn, empty soul.
That was very interesting, Dana. Are you on some kind of medication?
No.
Maybe you should be. Karen. Let's hear your latest one. You've always got something thought-provoking.
This is called Tears by me, Karen Foster. Lipstick colors red and pink. I drop mascara in the sink. It splashes back right in my eye and makes me really want to cry. But I don't cry or turn to mush. 'Cause I still have to put on blush.
Excellent, excellent, Karen. You always manage to capture the turmoil of youth and femininity.
This guy should come with his own shovel.
Well, that's all we have time for today. I've graded your last poem, so pick them up on your way out. Karen, could I talk to you for a minute?
Problem. My next class is lunch.
You know, I really enjoy having you here. You're a terrific person. And very talented.
Another A? Oh, wow, this is great. Thank you so much.
You know, we could celebrate by having dinner tonight.
I don't think so. If we go out together, then that would kind of be like a date, and I'm uncomfortable with that.
Are you sure? I guarantee you'll have a good time.
I'm sure. But thanks anyway.
Well, I think you're making a big mistake.
Why?
That's why.
Darn it all to heck.
Excuse my French, but I am really steamed. That creep Mr. Thompson gave me a D on my last poem.
Really? Which one was that? Was it your ode to nail polish?
No, my sonnet on sweaters.
Oh, yes. Sweaters of cashmere, sweaters of wool. I'm not happy till my sweater drawer is full.
D, huh?
Guess there is some justice in the world after all. Oh, it's not about justice. You want to know why he gave me a D? Because your poetry sucks like a shot back? No, because he asked me out on a date and I told him I wasn't interested. I knew it. I knew that lowlife was going to make a move. It's not fair. You're damn right it's not fair. The only reason he was giving you A's was because he thinks you're beautiful. Well, actually, I was okay with that. Yeah, I know you were, but that doesn't make it right for him to hit on you. I mean, he is a teacher, and sexual harassment is against the law. Not to mention my law. Don't mess with my sister. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna nail Professor Horndog. All right. You got a plan? I'm working on it. Great. What should I wear? Mark!
Psst. Amanda? The middle of the night. What are you doing here?
Cleaning your gutters? What do you think I'm doing? Just get out of my way. Hey, listen, man. There's a secret all-night rave in a meatpacking plant in Milwaukee.
Really? So you like dance? Near meat. Is that safe?
All I know is it's totally cool. Loud bands, lights, works. Come on. Let's hit it.
Who, me? Oh, no. Forget it. That's out of the question. I'm grounded. I couldn't possibly go... Okay, I'll go.
Excellent. You drive.
Drive? I can't drive. Number one, I have terrible night vision. I get car sick and I don't even have a driver's license. Okay, I'll drive.
Cool. Let's grab the truck in the driveway.
Oh, no. That's a big no. That's Frank's truck. He'll kill me if I take that... Well, no one lives forever. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
To take out my retainer. I don't want it to get caught on that lip ring.
Oh, my God, it's the police.
Police.
Hey, Frank, Carol. Sorry to bother you so late. Brought a little something home.
Mark, you're supposed to be up in your room asleep.
Asleep? Oh, that's it. I must have been sleepwalking.
Oh, please.
Frank, I caught him in your truck driving down I-94 with Amanda Denk.
Sleep driving? Did I say sleepwalking? I meant sleep driving.
Sleep driving on a date?
So the girl wasn't a dream.
Oh,
all right, I'm guilty.
Thanks for bringing him home, Wally. We'll take it from here if you don't mind.
Yeah, and trust me, we'll do things to him the law never even thought of.
Wait, take me downtown. Book me. Scum like me belongs in a cage.
Nice try, kid. Hey, Dank! Cut that out!
Get over here. What were you thinking? We grounded you, and you have the nerve to steal Frank's truck and go God knows where with that wild girl? What were you planning for your next date? Knocking over an armored car?
Honey, girl, I think you're a little upset to deal with this rationally. You want to let me handle it?
Yes, that's a good idea, Frank. Huh? I'll just stand back here and you can do all the talking.
Okay. And Mark, listen, the terrible thing about this now is that you broke the law. I mean, you could have hurt yourself. You could have hurt Amanda or anybody else out there on the road.
Yeah, what were you thinking, Mark? What if you lost control of the truck, flipped over, and ended up in a ditch with that little bad girl?
Carol, you asked me to handle it.
Well, handle it,
well,
Frank.
I'm
well, get tough
to
with him. Nail his little butt for stealing your truck. I'm going to think your truck was worth what?
I'm really sorry. And I know what I did was wrong.
Well, Mark, sorry just isn't good enough.
I know that, but when it comes to Amanda, I'm confused, I'm weak. I'm a TV movie waiting to happen.
Mark, don't you see what happened here? You gave away the most important thing you have to Amanda.
No, I didn't, I swear. All you did was kiss.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about control. And once you go against your own judgment and let someone else make decisions for you, you're in trouble. You can't let your hormones cloud your common sense.
I know that. I'm really sorry.
You handled that very well, Frank. Now can I ground him? You are grounded for 1 month.
A month?
A month.
Okay, I deserve it. Oh, by the way, if it makes you feel any better, I've decided not to go out with Amanda anymore.
Because she got you in so much trouble?
No, because she wanted me to get my nipples pierced. Oh.
Now, Karen, remember, if we want to nail this jerk for sexual harassment, you need to keep him talking until he says something incriminating. Got it? And I will get it on tape.
This is so exciting. I feel like Buffy, the mean teacher slayer.
Karen, this is important, okay? Now, focus. Ow!
Okay, Bob, I'll see you at Hooters.
Hello.
Karen, you wanted to see me?
Yes, I did. Come here. I was thinking about what you said the other day, and I've got to admit, at first I was a little uncomfortable with the idea, but now that I've thought about it, maybe you're right. Maybe we should go out.
Oh, no.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I just want to get this straight. If I do go out with you, my grades will go from D's back to A's?
I think you got the picture.
Huh, you bet we got the picture. You're busted now, you poetry pervert. You got your whole sleazy come on tape. Right, Dana?
Yep, we got it all on tape. Boy, are you busted.
You two were taping me? That's unethical.
Huh, you had the nerve to talk about ethics after you try and harass me into going out with you? Well, at least I know I'm the last girl you're gonna do this to. Let's show him the tape, Dana.
I don't think we need to do that. We don't gotta sink to his level.
Yes, we do, Dana. I wanna show him what a creep he is. Give me the camera.
Maybe later. I got a dental appointment. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Come back here. Come on, girls. You don't have a thing on that tape, do you?
Of course we do. We've got every incriminating word, don't we?
Well, not every word.
What do we have?
Hello. The battery died before I could get anything else.
Oh, this is great. You thought you had me. You two ditzes actually got me to admit that I was willing to give Karen A's if she'd go out with me. Then you didn't get it on tape because your battery was dead? How lame are you?
Not as lame as you. See, what I didn't mention was that I changed the battery while I was in the cabinet. So we two ditzes didn't get your first confession on tape, but we just got every word of the last one in close-up. Hey, you want to see it before we show it to the dean and the board of the university? Jace?
Okay. Fine. So you got me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something I want to say before I go. Your poetry stinks.
Oh, yeah? I'll try this one on for size. being a teacher, you should be trusted. Then toward your student, you actually lusted. So because you're a sleazeball, you just got busted. I just made that up. You know, Karen, your poetry is really starting to grow on me.